We just heard JR talking about superstitions, Rafael Nadal lining up his bottles, that, you know, even odd numbers of bounces before serves, that sort of stuff.
And he swears that's why he's winning.
Absolutely. So the super, it's an easy one, but we wanted, do you have a superstition? Do you know of a superstition that blows your mind?
Not me.
Well, I know of your superstition. This, honestly, Steve has got this festy coffee thermos.
Hey, look at what? Come on.
Actually, you've had a clean.
Out of the dishwasher.
Wow. Well done,
Steve.
It's fresh out of the dishwasher.
Occasionally.
Yesterday, it had hairs growing out.
But you swear that is the coffee thermos for success.
22 years I've had this. And it's, and you guys see.
22 years?
Yes, 22 years.
Can't you tell?
Sometimes when we do, photos, you know, from the show, there'll be people that I've worked with in the past going, oh my God, have you still got that thing?
Yeah.
Right?
And there'll be days when he can't find it.
Yeah.
And he's usually left it in the men's toilet.
And I always, yeah, because that's, that I always leave it in there, you know, to try and get rid of some of the hairs on it.
And the show is, well, it gets off to a bit of a rocky start. Because
I always
he starts
say,
to stress.
I say, let's go home. There's no point. I go, I can't find my coffee thing. Let's go home. This is, we won't rate.
Do you have a superstition in your life?
We'll
tell us about it.
Love to talk to you. 1-333-53. Give us a call. 1-333-53.
Not really. I'm not really superstitious that way. I won't walk on cracks.
Mm.
I really won't, because
it'll break your mother's back.
100%. I won't walk on the ladders.
That was ironic, wasn't it? I'm not superstitious at all, but I won't walk on cracks or under ladders.
No.
Superstitious, that's stupid.
And if I do see a black cat hiding in the bushes when I'm on my walks,
yep,
I will really watch it to make sure it doesn't cross my path.
You are so not superstitious. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Have you got a superstition, Jack?
Yeah. Everyone, even my work, will know if someone says, bless you, when I sneeze, I won't respond.
Why?
Because bless you came about from the plague, so you would get blessed and you would die.
Oh.
So my thing is Gesundheit from the German means healthy life,
right,
and it's getting rid of all the demons inside, so you're going to be good.
I'm so stressed listening to you, Jack. I don't know what to do next time you sneeze.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you want?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. All right.
Okay.
You'll have a healthy life.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right. Not the bless you, you're about to die. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Andrew. Do you have a superstition?
Yeah, new shoes on the table.
Oh, yeah, I do that too. You're right.
My grandmother used to freak out when I'd new shoes on the table, and it's just been ingrained in me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Andrew. You know, for a non-superstitious person, yes, I do that table one too.
I know, but Andrew, I extend it to not just new shoes. If I'm packing for something, I won't put shoes on the bed, on the table, on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes are on the floor always. It freaks me
out. I do a second glance when I see something on a table or a bed or not on the floor. I'll do a second glance.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm with you.
I reckon I could outweird all of you.
Why?
Because I will never go to sea on a renamed boat.
How would you know if it's been renamed?
Good question.
That is a good question.
But usually you do.
Right.
Yeah, no, because renaming a boat is apparently the worst thing you can possibly do.
It's the biggest no-no you can do,
biggest
isn't
no-no.
It?
Right.
Yeah.
So do you, like, check and go, hey?
Yeah,
has this
asked.
Always
I've
been
asked
called
before. Yeah.
The old Susie?
Yeah. You're not far off. Those sorts of names.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Ty, the Stig. He's producing the show in Sydney this week, but we're going to bring him up. He's got one that his grandmother, a really weird one his grandmother used to do.
What is it, Ty?
Well, she had three specific ones. The first two were pretty quick. You weren't allowed to put an umbrella up in her house.
Yep,
you couldn't put a hat on the end of your bed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the weirdest one was if she saw a black dog while she was driving, she had to keep driving until she saw a white horse.
Oh my God, she must have ended up in Morpeth many times.
Wow, like seriously. But I've been to Morpeth heaps and I haven't seen a white horse. So where would she end up?
I have no idea.
He hasn't seen his nanny in years. Still driving.
Absolutely, she is.
Oh, my God. I love those.
Thanks, Stig.
I wish you hadn't told me, though.
I've never heard the hat on the end of the bed.
Neither have I.
Nor have I heard the new shoes on the table thing.
Yeah, or any shoe for that matter.
That's just unhygienic to start with, though.
And the only
shoes
other
on
one,
the table. Yuck.
I actually subscribe to this one, too. You never give someone a bag or a wallet without putting some money inside it. Now, it could be 20 cents as mm-hmm. long as, and I got a money box given to me yesterday and the lovely lady who gave it to me put $2.50 in it.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. So I was happy then.
You know, if I was a psychologist, I would love to, I'd love to diagnose Tanya, who started this conversation with, what? Oh, I haven't got any.
Superstitions,
and it's currently
please.
Rattled off at least 15. Honestly, I'm signing you off.
Oh, my God. I won't even tell you about when you see how many magpies. And anyway, let's not go there.
How did you start with I've got none?
I forgot I had some.
Easy mistake to make.